Hey everybody, Tom Fellows here with the New Horizon Drug Rehab Show, and today's show is called How Three Healing Practices Can Break Your Anxiety Cycle. Ever feel like your mind is a browser with 100 tabs open, all playing different songs at the same time? What if I told you there are three powerful ways to close those tabs without reaching for a prescription? Today, we're diving into game-changing practices that are helping people find calm in the chaos. Let's start with the body-mind connection, because your body's basically a walking, talking anxiety thermostat. Deep breathing isn't just something yoga instructors made up. It's like hitting your internal reset button. Try this. Breathe in for 4 counts, hold for 4, out for 4. That's your new anxiety emergency break. Add in some daily movement, whether it's a morning jog or dancing to your favorite playlist, and you're literally running away from stress hormones. And here's a pro tip, progressive muscle relaxation. Start at your toes and work up, tensing and releasing each muscle group. It's like giving your whole body a stress shakedown. Now let's talk creative expression therapy, or as I like to call it, your emotional pressure valve. Art therapy isn't about creating masterpieces. It's about getting those feelings out of your head and onto paper. Grab some colors and just let loose. Music therapy works wonders too. Whether you're listening or creating, it's like changing the channel in your brain from anxiety FM to calm radio. Third up, environmental adjustments. Your space affects your headspace, period. Bring some nature inside, a small plant, a bowl of stones, whatever speaks to you. Light therapy can be as simple as spending 15 minutes in morning sunlight. And please, for the love of peace, put that phone away before bedtime. Your brain needs a digital sunset. Speaking of real results, let me tell you about Sarah, one of our former clients. She used to have panic attacks that felt like emotional tsunamis, but she started painting for just 10 minutes every morning. Nothing fancy, just colors and shapes. Within weeks, those tsunamis became more like manageable waves. Now she's got a whole wall of what she calls her anxiety art, each piece representing a victory over fear. Here's your homework. Create your own calm collection. Pick one thing from each category we discussed. Maybe it's morning stretches, afternoon doodling, and evening phone-free time. Start with just 5 minutes daily. Think of it as building your anxiety emergency kit, one tool at a time. This has been Tom Fellows with New Horizon Drug Rehab. Until next time, keep breathing, creating, and transforming those anxious moments into opportunities for growth.